Well, Auckland will transition into the new traffic light COVID-19 framework as soon as the region's three district health boards hit 90% of their eligible populations being fully vaccinated. Currently, just over 74% of eligible Aucklanders across all the DHBs are fully vaccinated. And with no clear indication on when domestic travel could be back with Auckland's borders still in place, it's still very much a waiting game, with the government saying it will review vaccination settings on November the 29th. Reporter Louise Tanuth and camera operator Marika Habazi went to find out how today's news has gone down.
It's the new way forward for Tāmaki Makaurau. The news will need to wait for all three DHBs to get to 90% double vaxxed before restrictions begin to ease is being met with mixed reaction.
I think that it's necessary, but I don't know that we'll get there. There's just too much sort of resistance against the vaccines at the moment. It's just going to be tough. That 90% figure, I don't know if we're going to reach it, to be honest.
I think the government is very slow at times to do the right thing, but it's a difficult situation.
Sad for all of us here in Auckland, but for the sake of everyone, better safe than sorry.
Residents in the Auckland DHB catchment are faring the best in the country. 93% have had their first dose and 79% are fully vaccinated. Waitemata is not far behind. 90% have had their first dose and 74% are fully vaxxed. But it's counties Manukau that needs to join the vaccination party. While 80% have had their first shot, just 71% are fully vaxxed.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing the races between the DHBs, you know, to who can get to 90%.
I just go along with it. That's all I do. Listen to instructions and just carry on.
For us, it's really about the school, the primary schools, or, that's what I'm really looking, that's what I really want to hear, is if my son will be finishing primary school.
I think it has felt very long, and I think everyone's struggling a little bit, so we're looking forward to getting to that point, but I think it's that last little bit that does seem to take a while, so just have to wait it out.
The new traffic light COVID-19 framework and targets are causing some to scratch their heads.
The announcement was quite confusing. We're still trying to get our heads around it and trying to look for more information online.
I'm still sort of don't understand, like, you know, the full scope of everything. But, you know, I feel like I know what's important and what I should know. But, yeah, apart from that, I'm not too familiar with everything, you know?
I didn't have a proper look at it, to be honest. Yeah, but I just heard it from my friends.
With borders still in place for Auckland and no end in sight, residents are desperate to know when and where they'll be able to travel for Christmas.
We're already planning to spend Christmas together, but we don't know how and when.
It's hard to make plans.
Yeah, it's hard to make plans, really. I really also wanted to go and spend summer in Queenstown, but I cannot even book a ticket for now.
My whānau are in Nelson, and we've got a five-month-old baby who hasn't seen her grandparents in a long time. So that's the biggest thing for us, is clarity around when we can leave.
I have a parent who lives in another part of the country who's having a significant birthday in November. I've come to the realisation that I'm not going to be able to attend that. But hey, I'm really looking forward to Christmas, and I think that's the goal for me, you know. So we've come so far, we've just got to keep doing what we're doing and get to that 90%, and then all have a wonderful summer and Christmas.
Too many people travel in summer, so keep them in place, keep everyone safe.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem with staying in Auckland over the summer. Just hope it doesn't butt into our festivals, you know.
Everyone's hoping Auckland gets a green light to move from picnics to parties in time for Christmas.